A life-changing moment. A simple advert was all it took to change my life forever. I was content living in Scotland with my husband and year-old son, but deep within my soul burned a wanderlust to see and do much more with my life. A wanderlust inherited from my ancestors, who had trekked many lands and sailed the high seas. I was flicking through a local newspaper when an advert caught my eye. Engineers and teachers required to work in South Africa. Jobs and houses provided, all transport costs, visas and work permits covered. "The answer to my prayers," I whispered. Then I picked up my son and danced around the room. He giggled as I sang, "Paul, we're going to see elephants and lions and giraffes." The minute my husband returned from work, I pulled him into the lounge and declared, "We are going to live in South Africa." "What are you talking about?" he spluttered. Then I showed him the advert. "We can't just up sticks and head off into the wild. We have a beautiful home, a child to consider, and a very comfortable life here. Have you lost your mind?" However, I would not be put off. South Africa was all I could speak about for days, and in the end, my husband agreed to phone the company. 2 weeks later, we were on our way to London for an interview and returned home having both been offered jobs. My husband is an engineer in the steelworks and myself in an English-speaking school. We had another 2 weeks to make our decision. "Wasn't it wonderful?" I said all the way home. "The houses looked lovely, no job to look for, all expenses paid. We could rent out our house here, go on a 3-year contract, and if we didn't like it, could come home again. Just think of it as an extended holiday." "We will see," was all that he said. But I knew him too well and saw he was excited too. Needless to say, 6 months later, I had my own way when work permits and visas arrived. We were all packed up ready to begin our new adventure. Leaving family and friends was more difficult than I had imagined. But once on the plane, I knew we had made the right decision and couldn't wait to settle in our new homeland. I wondered if this was how the Pilgrim Fathers felt as they left for their long journey to America. I was ecstatic, the searing heat of the sun raining down on my back as we walked to the car that would transport us to our new lives. Schools had just begun their summer holidays, so I had plenty of time to settle into our beautiful new bungalow, hire a housemaid and make friends. My husband, on the other hand, had only a few days off to help with picking our most important purchase, a new comfortable car. This was the way I was going to explore as much of this country as possible. Every morning I would rise with the sun beaming down from a cloudless sky and set off to see places of interest in the area, never regretting for 1 minute the choice I had made. I learned a lot about the history of the country and began to understand the cultural differences between the tribes of the land. Sometimes my housemaid would astound me with her beliefs, like the day she asked for 4 bricks and some newspaper. I could not comprehend why she should want them, so watched as she wrapped the bricks in newspaper, set them out on her bedroom floor, then rested her bed on top of them. "Now," she declared, "the tokolosh can't get me as I sleep. They are smaller than a brick and don't like newspaper." That was her way of making sure that she would not be taken away by the night spirits. The one thing that bothered me about South Africa at that time was the apartheid system, where black people were not accepted as equals in the eyes of whites. However, although we could not change the system, we could treat the people we met with courtesy, regardless of colour or creed. And my husband and his friend were the first white people to play semi-professional football for a black African team. Life soon settled into a routine of working during the week, then setting off on a Friday evening to discover more exciting parts of this wonderful country we now called home. We had to be careful we did not travel too far, as petrol stations all closed from Friday evening till Monday morning. And for that reason, cars always carried extra cans of petrol in the boot. The time I loved most of all was when friends or relatives came to visit and we could take them on holiday. Those were the times when we discovered places such as the historic Kimberley Diamond Mine, the beauty of Cape Province, the stunning Garden Route, Durban, and the Land of a Thousand Hills. South Africa exceeded all my expectations in so many ways. 7 years down the line after exploring every corner of this spectacular land, I saw another advert. Engineers and teachers required to join a new diamond mine opening in the Kalahari Desert of Botswana. But that is another story.